Psalm 24, we're going to read verses 1 through 5. Psalm 24, we'll read verses 1 through 5. You just follow along with me. It says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and the righteousness from the God of his salvation." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please help me as I preach. Please give me your strength and your power. Please help take what is said this evening and challenge us to walk closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We'll talk about this evening. Don't be afraid of heights. Don't be afraid of heights. And talking about spiritually, when it comes to heights, I got to be frank, I don't like heights. I'm in the trades, but I don't care for heights at all. That's why when usually kitchen and bath remodeling, you're usually, within 8 feet from the ground, you're there. But when you use the frame and things like that, I didn't like that. But as far as being, don't be afraid of heights. And our key verse there is verse 3, our text verse, if you will. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? And as I was preparing for this evening, I couldn't help but once again be reminded of our theme for the year, Abound. And also the Wednesday night lessons about a closer walk, walking closer to the Lord. And as far as we see in this verse, it talks about drawing closer to Him, getting closer to the Lord. And the thing is, if we're going to draw closer to Him, it's going to take some work. As we on Wednesday nights, as we're going through the different things, I think we've had 17 different weeks to talk about different things to help us in our walk with the Lord and drawing closer to Him. Some of the things were fairly easy. Some of the things, aren't quite so easy. Take some doing. Take some effort. They all take effort, but some of them aren't as easy as others. But the thing is, when we talk about, climbing higher, getting closer to Him, a lot of times people don't, they want it to be easy. They want it to be, they don't want to put any effort forth. They don't want it to cost them anything. They just, it's like, well, boy, I want to be closer to the Lord. And then a week goes by, a week or two, and maybe you'll hear another sermon that challenges you to draw closer to Him, and then you'll say, you know what, that's good. I need to get closer to Him. But we need to realize that it takes effort, and it'll cost us something, but it's definitely worth it. And the thing is, we see, as far as climbing, the song, was it, "I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day." And in our Christian life, we should keep pressing forward. And I know when the first of the year comes around, we talk about, New Year's resolutions, New Year's whatever, goals. And we always talk about making goals as far as drawing closer to the Lord. Looking back over the past year, and hopefully you see some places where you grew. the thing is, like I said, that'll take some effort. That doesn't just happen. And we see a few things from, we're going to look at verses 3, 4, and 5 and see a couple things to help us in this. We see first in verse 3, the hill of the Lord, his hope. It was a, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? We see the aim. We see the aim. We see that, what is the aim? It's to draw closer to him. In our Christian life, that should be our goal. You know, once we're saved, we should have that desire to be closer to him. Have that closer relationship. And hopefully you have a desire to walk with him. And hopefully tomorrow you have a desire to be even closer to him. Just like many things when it comes to the things of God, the more we work at it and the more the more you have a desire to walk with him and be close to him, the more you realize the distance you have to go. The casual Christian, they'll say, I'm saved and, I pray some and, once in a while I'll read my Bible. I have a pretty good relationship with God. But as we get serious about it, we see, realize the need to walk with him and have that desire to walk with him and to get closer to him. We'll start spending more time with him. And as we spend more time, we start seeing, I need to spend more time. Sort of that, you probably heard it before, where they say, you didn't even realize, you didn't know what you didn't know. One of those things. And I think sometimes with the things of God, there are those that think, I'm okay. I'm saved and I have a pretty good relationship with them. That's usually the ones that don't, they don't really have much of a relationship at all. So do we have that desire to increase that relationship, to draw closer to him? Hopefully we're not in a situation where we're just happy where we're at. We're comfortable just being where we're at and don't have a desire to get any closer. And we need to see, we see the aim is to get closer to him, to walk closer with him. But then we see not only the aim, we see the approach. We see the approach there in verse 3 also. Right here at the beginning, who shall ascend? Who shall ascend? We see that the way of sin and impurity it's downward. You'll say, oh, they fell into sin. They went down. But the way of holiness is always upward. And the approach. And who shall ascend, it says. The fact is, the more you climb, the more you get closer to him, the more it'll change your life. There are dangers when it comes to climbing. You see pictures. And I don't study them by any means, but where is it? Where they climb? Where they have to have the what is it called? Mount Everest. That's where it is. Yeah. And you'll hear stories how that people climb up there and they'll die. From what I understand. If you get up so high, and the fact that you need to be in good condition, obviously, to even get up there, that might be one of the things holding me back. But if you get hurt, or you pass out or whatever, they can't help you because they'll end up dying because the oxygen's so so thin. And I saw something a while back where someone, you know, they're walking in the snow up, you know, way up high, and you saw like a, there was a body, you know, almost, you know, mostly buried in the snow. It was a hiker from, you know, years ago. You know what I mean? You know, in trying to climbing Mount Everest, there's definitely some, there's some dangers involved with that. In other ones, you know, you'll see them where they're on the top of the peak of, and it's just that they're walking right on that ridge or something, you know, something like that. Why would you do that? You know, and but you know, some people enjoy that. But the idea that we need to keep pressing onward, climbing upward. We don't be going down. We need to be pressing forward, pressing upward. And as far as spirit climbing spiritually, you know, there are sometimes there are spiritual casualties. You know, along the as we press forward for the Lord, you know, there have been plenty of Christians that have fallen by the wayside. Spiritual casualties, if you will. More than we care to mention. And there's definitely been those that have been wounded and gotten hurt along the way. And it's definitely not always comfortable. The climb is not always comfortable. Once again, you've seen, you probably all have seen the pictures of the climbers that, you know, it's time to, you know, start to get dark. So they have this little tent-like thing that hangs on the side of the. Has anyone ever seen that? It's about the size of a sleeping bag, and then you'll see it on just like on a rock face, and that's where they're sleeping. It's like, and I get it. I'm thinking, it's like, how much sleep do you get in that thing? It's like, you know, and it's like, that'd be one of those where you might want to make sure that you know, zip tie that zipper closed. You know, like, well, let me step outside for a minute, and then it's all over. But you know what? There are some dangers involved. It's uncomfortable at times, but it's definitely worth it. Now that we see the adventure, verse 24. We see four things here. It says, he that hath clean hands, verse 4, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. What does he hear? See his hands. So he that hath clean hands, he's dealing with your actions. Your actions. You know, the importance of guarding our testimony. But the importance, you know, there are folks that say, well, you know, God knows my heart, but yet those around you can only see the outside. And we need to guard our testimony. Are we the example that He would have us to be? His hands must be clean. His heart must be pure. Dealing with our thoughts. Proverbs 23:70, he that thinketh in his heart. The idea of our thoughts, we need to control. Ask the Lord to help us control our mind, control our thoughts. You know, the action is started by a thought. And we control, we see his soul must be humble. Talking about our motives. And it's like, and with what you do, whose glory are you seeking? Do you have a desire to bring glory to the Lord or glory to yourself? I mentioned not too long ago about the fellow I told you about that he was helping in his church. And he told me, this was years ago, he said, I think I mentioned it, might have been on Wednesday night a couple of weeks ago or something. And he said, you know, I'd like to work full time at the church. I'm like, well, that's good. And he said, because I like the accolades. It's like, man. It's like, there's a couple things with that. It's like, working at the church usually doesn't bring many accolades. And but you know, there are a whole lot of other jobs and fields you could go into. But the thing is, it's like, hey, basically, he told on himself. He's like, I like the praise. I like it. I like the glory that he, apparently his pastor and other folks recognize the things he'd done around the church, and then, you know, he gets the attaboy and the pat on the back, and that's what he liked. He enjoyed that. And don't get me wrong, who doesn't like from time to time hearing, oh, you know, good job or what have you? But that isn't why we should be doing what we're doing. We see his soul must be humble. Then we see also that his words must be true. The idea that, what is it that we talk about? What is it, or what we say and what we do, do they go together? Is our words true? Is it the different things? Do we talk about things that are good and godly? The idea that his words, they must be true. Nor sworn deceitfully. We see there in verse 4. So we see the adventure. Then we see the attainment. The attainment, verse 5. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. We say the blessings from the Lord. The idea that we always say, who wants to experience the blessings from the Lord? I think we all raise our hand. But the thing is, are we willing to live a life that's pleasing to Him? Are we willing to do what is needed to receive those blessings? Are we willing to press forward? New heights I'm gaining every day. Are we determined that we're going to keep pressing forward for Him? And that, as we talk about Wednesday, that closer walk. Do we desire to have that? Do we have a desire to find ways that we can improve and work and get closer to Him, and improve on our walk and to keep going forward for Him? Or are we just happy being, I've got to this level, whatever, we're in love, and I'm just happy right there. I think there's many Christians that are like that. Maybe they've got to a couple levels and that's it. But we need to continue to press forward. We need to keep going on. And you say, I've been pressing forward and trying to go forward for Him for years now. Well, that's good. We need to keep pressing forward. Well, maybe it's like, I'm saved and I went forward a little bit, but I've kind of planed off. I've leveled off. I've hit a plateau, if you will. Well, we need to keep pressing forward. And the idea that apparently there are many Christians that are spiritually afraid of heights. They don't want to be too close to God. They're happy and they're comfortable where they're at. They're saved. They know when they can tell you when they got saved, and they could show you from God's word how to be saved. But yet they're fine where they're at. They want kind of compartmentalize their lives. God gets this part, God gets Sunday, and a little bit maybe throughout the week, but then work gets, Monday through Friday, and then family gets its part, and they're all separate. But we need to not compartmentalize and block God from the rest of our lives. We need to let him be part of all, of every aspect of our lives. He loves us. He wants to be part of our lives. It's just, are we willing to let him in? Are we willing to let him have control? Are we willing to say, well, you know what? I want God to, I want his blessings. I want his help. I want his strength. I want all the good stuff he has for me. But you know what? I don't want to give him control of anything. You know what? We need to not fear pressing forward. We need not fear climbing. That book plays the song, New Heights I'm Gaining Every Day. We need to have a desire to walk closer to him. This next week, you know, are we're going to try to take steps and climb higher. And next Sunday, next weekend, look back and say, you know what? It wasn't easy, and I might have only taken a couple steps. But you know what? It was worth it. It wasn't easy, but he was there with me. It wasn't easy, but you know what? With his help, I was able to go forward a little bit, not go backwards. We need to not be afraid. We need to not, like I said, it's not easy. Sometimes you'll get hurt. And as we said before, there are plenty that have fallen by the wayside. But with his help, we can make it. With his help, we can get closer to him. We can climb higher and be closer and have that closer walk with him. We can have that abundant life. And not just have that ho-hum, defeated Christian life that anyone that's lost look at and say, you know, why do I want what you have? We can live that abundant Christian life. It's not always easy. It's not always comfortable. But it is always worth it. It is definitely worth it. We need not be afraid of heights when it comes to our spiritual life.